The child was sitting on the top step with her head dropped down between her knees. Her face was hidden, but with the youthful curve of her body and a tangled shank of chestnut hair hanging down her back, there was no mistaking that it was Abigail Ann.
"You were gone a mighty long while," Livonia said.
"I'm sorry, Mama."
Abigail did not look up.
"Your papa's pretty peeved about you taking Malvania."
"I figured he would be."
"I'll have none of your sassiness, young lady. Your papa told you not to ride Malvania for fear you'd get hurt."
Abigail jumped to her feet and faced her mother.
"You blind, Mama? Don't you see it ain't just Malvania? He plain out hates me."
Livonia saw the red welts on Abigail's cheek.
"What happened to your face?"
The girl just rolled her eyes and turned away, but Livonia could tell it was the mark of a man's powerful hand.
"Abigail, honey, you've got to get something on that. Come have some soup while I fix up a salve."
"I ain't hungry, Mama."
"Nonsense."
Livonia took hold of the girl's hand and led her to the table. With an empty stare fixed on her own feet, Abigail sat down. Livonia brought a bowl of soup and set it in front of her. Then Abigail dutifully picked up her spoon and brought it to her mouth. Her movements were slow and deliberate, the movements of a child following commands, not those driven by hunger. William did not look up, but after he emptied his own soup bowl, he pushed back from the table and started taking his belt off.
"You hurry and finish up that dinner, girl, 'cause as soon as you do, you're gonna get the beating of your life for sassing me and taking that horse."
"No, Papa," Will shouted.
"Shut up, boy. Keep to your own business."
"Abigail Ann, you take your time with that soup," Livonia said. Then she turned and walked out the kitchen door. In less than a heartbeat, she was back, with a pitchfork in her hand. She looked straight into William's eyes.
"Lay another hand on this child," she said, "and I'll run you clean through."
"Are you crazy, woman?"
"Blind, maybe, but not crazy," Livonia answered. "You've done her enough harm. Now you let her be."
"I'll do no such thing. She needs to be taught a lesson."
"I warn you, William. Harm her, and I'll make certain you never sleep through another night. Even if you best me now, I'll wait till you grow so weary you have to close your eyes. Then I'll cut your stubborn old heart out."
Livonia's voice didn't waver, didn't show one iota of weakness. It was as flat and cold as the meadow in the dead of winter.
"Believe me, William," she said. "Believe me when I tell you, I'll do it."